maybe not completely accepted, yet there's a sense that I've noticed it maybe for the first time, and it is a part of me, and I can do something about that within me.
And in that, when you recognize that, and you are feeling that peace, and you are present with yourself, but you are also aware of your world around you, would you express that you also incorporate the knowing that allows that peace, that the turmoil and the distress and the aggression that is being expressed in the world is a part of your peace, for you incorporate that knowing that what is important is the acknowledgement of it, which is the recognition and the acceptance of it. Would you express that that is a part of your feeling of inner peace, or is that separate?
No, it's most definitely a part of it. And I had another experience recently when I was visiting my parents just a couple of weeks ago. And I was alone at their house, and there was this huge storm raging outside. But it was major. It was very windy, and the thunder, and just buckets and buckets of water, and it lasted for maybe 2 hours. And I was inside, and I was writing, and I wrote from a place of complete acceptance. In a way, everything around me was just chaotic in a sense, and I was very peaceful. So I accepted that. I even appreciated that storm, and I tuned into it somehow. That gave me an inner strength as I was writing, and it felt complete. I felt complete.
Excellent. Now, the next question that I would pose to you, for all of this is very important and very much an indicator of genuinely shifting in the next step, so to speak, in a much more profound and deep manner. Therefore, the next question that I would pose to you would be, do you see and do you understand at this point how the world, in whatever it is expressing, whether it be in what you term to be nature, or whether it be in collective human expressions, in conflict, or in ease, whatever it is expressing, do you see how the world is actually also a reflection of you? And in that, it is presenting you with the opportunity of the choice of how to respond?
You know, just as you said that, a couple of pennies dropped because I was looking at it perhaps not quite like that. For example, when I have been able to get up early in the morning and turn my computer on, and because I'm political, I like to peruse the news. And there's a lot of things that are posted on the Elias Facebook page and things. And I used to, buttons were pushed, or I used to allow myself to go into different emotions. And I can do that in a very neutral way now. Not in a uncaring way, because I do feel the compassion and sometimes even the sadness. But I accept that very quickly, and it doesn't... it doesn't take me off my center, or it doesn't take me out of my balance. So
that's it. That is it, my friend. And that is precisely the answer to my question. For in this, it is tremendously significant when you actually generate that step where you move in a manner of shifting in which you begin to actually be not intellectualized, but you be so interconnected with everything in your world, knowing that it is a part of you, not necessarily even thinking in that manner, but being in that manner, and experiencing and viewing the expressions of the world in the same manner that you do within yourself in relation to your own feeling expressions, those signals of those communications, whether they be emotional or physical. This is a tremendously significant step for what I would express to you, which is also very much associated with this present wave, to move this type of information to the surface, to allow all of you to experience it and address to it and be it. And one of the most significant obstacles for most individuals and the most difficult expression for most individuals to recognize and address to is very simple but considerably difficult to implement, and that is the recognition that feelings are momentary signals, and that is what they are designed for. And if you are generating the simple, natural action of precisely what you express, of acknowledging those feelings, regardless of whether you have evaluated all the reasons or not, for that may be expressed subsequently, but the first action in relation to feelings is to be acknowledging them, which is the action of what? Acknowledgement has two components, to recognize and accept. That is acknowledgement. Now, this is a tremendously important factor in individuals' lives, in daily experiences, and one of the most difficult movements for most individuals to implement and accomplish with themselves, let alone the world. But in this, you all do it very easily and naturally in relation to what you perceive as good or comfortable or joyful or exciting feelings and experiences. And this is the reason that you experience them and the feeling disappears rather quickly. For you are allowing yourself to engage the experience in a natural flow. Meaning, when you are engaging an experience that you view to be positive, regardless of the intensity, an excellent example would be if an individual that you perceive as close to you, an individual that you love, offers you a card. And this card is a sentimental expression of their appreciation for you or their love for you. And you accept the card and you read the card, and it may even move you to weep, for you are experiencing an extreme feeling of appreciation and affection, and you feel good, but you may actually cry. In that, you read the card, you experience that feeling, you generate the experience of accepting that energy and perhaps even weeping. And within, let us say, 1 minute after you have received this card, that individual or perhaps another individual may express a statement to you, or a dog may bark, or a sound may occur. It matters not, but some action will occur very quickly, generally speaking, for this is life, and action is always moving. It is always generating actions all around you. In this, that one expression occurs, and your attention immediately moves to whatever is being expressed around you. And in the moment that your attention moves, the feeling of that overwhelming appreciation or joy or affection stops. The actual feeling stops. The recognition of your appreciation, your compassion continues, but the feeling has stopped for your attention moved. And that is natural. Now, what you also do automatically in the reverse, which this is the aspect that is so difficult for so many individuals, most individuals. If you generate the reverse experience in which you are expressing some experience of sadness, of anxiety, of frustration, of irritation, of depression, if you are experiencing any of those feelings, and especially if you are experiencing them in any type of intensity, what you automatically do is you experience the feeling, and then you immediately place it in the position of a then feeling. And then feelings are not only feelings that have been expressed in significant prior time frameworks, such as years prior. Then feelings can be 1 minute prior. And what you do is you continue to pay attention to the feeling. You continue to think about it, and the more you think about it, the more you generate the repeat of the feeling. And in that, what you do automatically, the reason that you create it to be a then feeling, and the reason that you hold it, is precisely the opposite of what you want to do, which is you want to make it stop. You want to change it. But you cannot change feelings. Therefore, what you do is you continue to think about it and think about it and think about it in the effort to change it. And what actually occurs is that you continue to perpetuate it. And as we are aware, then feelings intensify and grow, contrary to now feelings, which do not. And this is the key, is that what you do not do is that natural action of acknowledgement of the feeling, recognizing it and accepting it, and not attempting to change it, not attempting to ignore it, not attempting to push it away, but accepting it. And when you do that, you feel it, and you may feel it in intensity in a moment, but very quickly it dissipates and disappears and does not linger, which allows you the richness of the experience, but not the damaging affectingness, and not the bothersome affectingness that most individuals experience in relation to negative feelings or experiences. Therefore, precisely what you described in relation to you connect yourself to the news, or you may connect with statements that other individuals have made in your social networks, and you are offering yourself information in relation to what is occurring around you and what is occurring in your world, and momentarily you may feel agitated or sad or frustrated or even irritated in what you present to yourself, but in acknowledging that feeling, it stops.
Yes, I you know, I know exactly what you're saying. I didn't for a long time, and I understand now that the feeling, as it is expressed, acknowledged, and accepted, can, if you choose, beget more feelings of that nature. In other words, being happy or joyful is a fleeting thing, but you just express that and you live that. And I used to think, well, I want to keep this feeling for the next 24, 48, 30, and you can't do that. It just, it goes. So, but if I trust myself enough, it will bring on more moments.
Precisely, that is what you do.
Yeah.
You create more,
exactly.
Always.
Yes.
In every moment, in every day, you always are creating more. And therefore, in that, this is your very nature, is to create more. And you do that in relation to what you are paying attention to. And in that, no, you do not hold to a particular feeling that you enjoy and that you like. It does not linger, but it matters not, for you can create it over and over and over and over and over, moment by moment, by creating more of what generates those feelings that are happy and joyful and that you define as good.
Right, right, exactly. And the opposite then is, I've experienced that as well, because there are moments, as you say, this is life, when something unpleasant perhaps comes up, but in that moment I can say, I don't like this, I want to change that, and now I can, and accept that, you know, for what it is, without, in other words, I change my feeling about it, or I change my awareness of it, without trying to change the unpleasantness itself, or the, or the moment,
that,
you know?
In that, what I would express are the key points is the actual recognition that you cannot change feelings. They are what they are, and they are expressed in a moment, and you can generate a different experience that will create a different feeling in another moment, but you cannot change whatever feeling is being expressed in the moment. It is being expressed for a reason. And in that, the feeling is not the reason itself. It is the signal. In this, it is a matter of recognizing that you cannot change the feeling itself, but also that allowing your flow naturally is not necessary to attempt to change it. For you can feel it and it will dissipate and disappear very quickly, automatically, naturally, if you are not attempting to ignore it or change it.
Yes, exactly. Which leads me to a point, an issue I wanted to discuss with you, which is about, I think very natural to this, is something I've been doing naturally in a way, but still having some doubts and maybe a little fear, because it's about living spontaneously and instantaneous abundance is how I define what I want my life to be. And as I have made these last trips abroad and experienced that, it has been just the most amazing experiences. And you know how I love to travel and how I used to travel, but this is very different. The feeling and the whole experience is so different because it is very much in the moment, and I want to continue that. I've decided I don't want to work 9 to 5, but I still have some doubts that come up now and again. And I know you'll refer back to our earlier conversation, but it's this living spontaneously and creating abundance in that moment, I think that is the key to a full experience.
For you, I would agree.
Yes, for me, yes. I had a dream, and I think it ties into this. I had a dream several nights ago, where you were walking with me and someone else was on my other side, and you whispered the word trusting in my ear, and it stuck with me. And I asked you several other things, and I didn't get a reply, and that was a whole point, I think. It comes back to a complete, total, radical trust of self, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And in that, express to myself what actions can you see in a day, in your daily life, in your daily routines, that you do every day that you completely trust, that you never question?
Well, the waking up, breathing, opening my eyes and seeing, knowing, just turning on some music and knowing that I'll listen to it, and things like that.
And what actual physical actions that you engage within your day would you say that you never question, you never doubt, and you absolutely trust?
Breathing, moving.
Other than physical functions, a physical action that you engage.
You mean like eating and speaking and communicating?
Yes. Or generating an action such as driving, or an action of preparing something, such as food, or any physical action that you engage almost automatically.
Exercise, yes.
Are you... know the action, you trust your ability, and you merely do it. And you do not question it. You do not evaluate it. You do not analyze it. You do not doubt your ability with it. You merely do it. Now, in that, there is a very important key. Whenever you engage any type of action that you completely trust your ability in, and you do not question at all, it is not necessary for you to understand all of the mechanics of what is occurring. All that matters is that you trust your ability to do it, and therefore you do. And you generate the action repeatedly every day, and there is no difficulty with it, and your experience is predictable and consistent, for you trust what you are doing. You do not question it at all. In that, there is also a feeling. Now, in like manner to every other feeling, it is not an ongoing feeling. It is a feeling that occurs initially when you are engaging the action, and it is very brief. And the factor that you trust what you are doing and you trust your ability generally means that you will not necessarily pay attention to that feeling. For it is, as all feelings are, a signal conveying that there is a statement that you are expressing to yourself, and that statement in those moments is a validation. And in that, you are already aware of the validation, and therefore it is not necessary for you to actually pay attention. You already know it. In this applies to everything you do. And what is significant is to pay attention to those actions that you do every day that are almost automatic, that you definitely do not question, that you do trust, and to recognize what is your energy doing in those time frameworks. What do you feel in those time frameworks? Generally speaking, you are calmer, you are confident, and therefore you are not questioning, and you are expressing that knowing within you. Now, generally, you are not thinking about any of those expressions or actions. You are merely doing them.
Right, right. And you know, that I see that perfectly. And that what I do is I often do feel the sense of accomplishment or fulfillment, which then gives me more self-confidence to do the next thing, or to do it a little differently next time, or to do more of it. And that's what I need to apply to this particular issue of spontaneity and abundance, right?
Yes, but there is a key component in this also. When you are thinking about some direction or some action that you want to do, such as, I want to be more spontaneous and create abundance spontaneously in the moment. Now, you are thinking about what you want, and you are thinking about that action and that creation. And that very frequently leads you in the direction of complicating. And that creates the significant difference between those actions that you do within the day that you do not question, and you accomplish in that trust, and the new action that you want to do. For there are two aspects of the new action that you want to do, is that you are thinking about it and thinking about doing it. And in addition to that, you are attempting to evaluate methods that will allow you to accomplish that.
I understand, yes.
Therefore, you are complicating the process of your idea. When you are generating one of those actions that you trust within the day, let us say that it is offering yourself a cup of coffee. And you may do that in different manners throughout your day. When you are at your home, you may brew the coffee yourself, and you do not question how to do it, or what you are doing, or whether you are capable of doing it. You merely do it, and you enjoy sipping your cup of coffee. And throughout the day, in the moment, if the idea prompts you that you would enjoy another cup of coffee, regardless of where you are or what you are doing, you trust your ability to manifest that cup of coffee in some manner spontaneously. You will pop into a shop and you will purchase a cup of coffee. You do not question yourself whether you incorporate enough funds to purchase that cup of coffee, or whether you can find a shop that you can purchase that cup of coffee, or whether it will be brewed to your satisfaction. And at times it may not be. But the point is that none of these factors are planned or are questioned. You merely do it. You trust your ability to create that in the moment, spontaneously, whatever you are doing and wherever you are. you will create it. Even if you are thousands of feet in the air in a plane, you will create that cup of coffee if you want it.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, it is a matter of allowing yourself to genuinely look at what you naturally do in a day and how you flow and how you generate these actions that you trust, and using that to incorporate it into the actions of other directions that you want to engage, such as traveling and abundance. The reason it seems difficult at times for most individuals is that you are overthinking and you are complicating it rather than being in the moment, not trying to be in the moment, but being in the moment and being spontaneous in the same manner that you are if you want a cup of coffee.
Yes, this is so very, very good. And I just was reminded of this recent trip to France. That's how it happened. It was as easy in making that decision and doing it as literally as making a cup of coffee. I mean, everything flowed so easily. And of course, you know that because you were present all the time, particularly in Mont-Saint-Michel and other places. It was a fantastic. So I understand exactly what you're saying. This is really good. Very basic and very good. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And in that, my dear friend, the more you practice, or rather the more you allow yourself to do it, the easier it becomes. For as with any action, the more you engage it, the more you do trust it, the more you trust your ability with it, and the less you question.
Yes, I already have two other trips planned like that. Not planned, but the promptings, the inner desires to do that, as you know. So this is.
Also expressed here, in relation to some actions, even a cup of coffee, it is not necessarily that you generate the inspiration and that you materialize the action in that exact precise moment. That does not always occur, even with a cup of coffee. That is not the point. The point is, if you are prompted to have a cup of coffee in the afternoon and a brewing station for coffee is not directly in front of you, it is not that you materialized that coffee in your hand, but you generate the prompt or the inspiration to have the cup of coffee, and then you pursue it, and you acquire it. But you have no doubt that you will, or that you can, while you are moving towards it. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, you could express that you have a prompt or you have an inspiration to acquire a cup of coffee, and then you have a plan that you implement to materialize that coffee. You can express the same in relation to traveling. it is not a matter that you may actually engage traveling in that precise moment, but that you have that prompt, you do not question yourself, and you move forward and do it.
Right. Yes. I totally get that. I absolutely do. And I think that gives my statements earlier of living spontaneously and creating abundance a slightly different flavor, meaning to me. It's not about manifesting magically in that precise moment, but it is about it going with that flow and that trust within you where you know you'll create that.
Yes, and that is magic.
Yes, I love that. This is really fantastic. It really is. I wanted to ask you two things before our time is up. Slightly different. One, just on my birthday last month, I had an experience in the early morning when I got up and made myself a cup of coffee and I sat down on the computer, and all of a sudden this wave of nausea came over me and extreme dizziness. I mean, I barely could walk straight, and that lasted for, you know, a couple of hours in the morning. Intuitively, I knew that I wasn't ill, yet it was quite strong, and it seemed as if my body was going through a shift in and of itself. Would you agree with that or comment on that?
I would agree with that, and I would express to you that this is also not unusual, for when you generate significant steps objectively and physically in shifting or not entirely physically in shifting, when your perception significantly shifts and you are moving in new directions and new actions and creating a new opening in your awareness, it is actually necessary for your body consciousness to then also shift. For it must be in harmony with your awareness. For what most individuals do not recognize is, as I have expressed many, many, many times, your body is not a vessel.
Yes.
It is a part of you. It is a part of your expression of yourself in a physical manifestation. Therefore, it is important for your body consciousness to always be in harmony with your current awareness. And in that, you may not recognize or understand the mechanics once again, but it is not necessary. The body functions differently in relation to different expressions of awareness. Your body actually physically functions differently, which is also the reason that in many situations you will notice, although you may not connect it together with the entire picture of shifting your perception and your awareness, and therefore your body consciousness also shifting and adjusting to that different awareness. But in that, your physical eating patterns will also alter. Perhaps not dramatically, but they will change. For your body is requiring different elements.
Yes.
More or not as much, or different types of foods, and in that, your eating habits will alter. In many situations, your sleep patterns will alter. And you will notice physical differences. Now, it is not actually that those physical differences move eventually back to what they were previously, although in many situations that is the assessment of the individual, but in actuality your body creates a new rhythm and a new routine.
Yes, I've noticed that very much. Everything that you said, sleep, food, even day-to-day things, yes, I've noticed that. And I feel just, it feels right. So I just, I've gone with that. So that day, that moment, I knew that what I was experiencing was, in fact, something that I had that was putting me, again, back into some sort of balance, even though in that very moment it felt very, very uncomfortable.
Precisely.
Yes.
And it can be uncomfortable or it can be strange.
Mm-hmm.
What you are physically experiencing may not necessarily actually be uncomfortable, although you may perceive it that manner, but it may not actually be uncomfortable, but it may be unfamiliar, and therefore it may be strange. And I would express to you that dizziness and disorientation with the physical body consciousness is common.
Okay.
That is a very common expression that the body consciousness generates when it is confused, when it is experiencing the first initial pangs, so to speak, of change. And in that, it becomes somewhat disoriented or confused as to how to express itself. And therefore, it generates this physical sensation of dizziness or disorientation. But it can generate other physical expressions as well. And in that, it is temporary, and it is not harmful, although it depends upon the situation and what you are doing. But for the most part, these types of experiences will occur in a time framework in which you are relatively safe and will not hurt or damage yourself, although occasionally that could occur. But in those situations, generally there are other aspects that are in play simultaneously,
yeah,
such as or maybe fighting with the changes that they themselves are implementing.
Yes, I understand. I felt that. So that was, and it was happening at the perfect moment, and everything worked out very well. I just heard the alarm, and I want one quick question, if I may, for Castile. I think she gave herself the answer in the question, but may I ask that?
Absolutely.
And I'll read, why am I having problems finding job openings in what I want? Is it my energy, or am I not clear? It just seems to me she gave herself the answer there, but what would you say?
What I would express is not necessarily that she's not clear, although she could express more clarity in being more defined, but it is not as much that as it is precisely in the wording of the question. And let me express to you, this is a significant point also, especially in this time framework of this wave. How you word your expressions is becoming more significant, for it is telling in relation to what you are actually doing and how you are actually perceiving, regardless of what you think you are doing or perceiving. Now, in that, what was the wording of her question? Why is she interpreting difficulty finding the type of job that she wants, doing what she wants to do? It is not a matter of finding the job. It is a matter of she can do the action and the expression that she wants to do in any job, in any employment. It matters not what the employment is. In any direction, she can do or implement what she wants to do in relation to that job. And in this, it is not a matter of finding the job. It is a matter of being clear, targeting the directions that she is drawn to, or that are more interesting or more curious to her, what environments she wants to be in, and moving in those directions of expressing and involving, keyword, involving herself with that business and offering her expression to them.
Okay, I think that's very good. I will give her this information. I think it should be very helpful to her.
Excellent. And you may also convey my greetings to Castillo.
I will be very happy to do that, my friend.
Excellent, my dear friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, and perhaps in a sooner time framework than later.
Yes, I would agree, and I would also invite you to come with me in these two trips that I have planned for Australia and perhaps Istanbul, and we can have some fun there as well.
I shall be delighted. In tremendous lovingness to you, my dear friend, and in wondrous affection and encouragement as always, and a tremendous congratulations in acknowledgement of your accomplishments. Until our next meeting, my dear friend, au revoir.
Au revoir.